Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And how we look in Wisconsin, it is not Bill Michaels here today on the Bill Michaels Show on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. My name is Tim Allen, filling in for Bill today. Bill's got an outing today. Is that what I hear, Joe Zenzola?
Those rumors are correct.
Executive producer extraordinaire and engineer, Joe Zenzola. And Nick, don't call me David Bodie behind the glass. All right, so we've got a Monday edition of the Bill Michaels Show today. Bill is doing a golf outing. Golf outing, I'm assuming.
Yes, for the Fisher House.
Gotcha. All right, so he has recovered a little bit, almost fully, but still there's a little bit going on from the lightning strike last week. But I don't want to belabor the point here on that. But I do want to say this, that over the weekend I started doing a little looking around on social media and just kind of checking out TV stuff. And, you know, there's some reports out there about what had happened and everything. And it just hit me over the weekend about how freaking lucky we are and how fickle life can be. You know that? It's just crazy. I mean, it didn't hit me last week as hard as it did over the weekend once I started delving into it. That's pretty crazy. I mean, Bill is a lucky dude. And everyone involved with that or in that area, that broadcast area there in Eau Claire, everyone's pretty lucky, man. It's like you, it's like situations like that. You just want to go home and hug your family, you know? And so good thing that Bill has a little horseshoe in him and he's recovering just fine. So we're going to keep the seat warm today as a lot going on in the world of sports here. We're coming up a little bit later on over the weekend. Those that aren't aware of it, throughout the state of Wisconsin, last 13 seasons, my full-time job is to do Brewers postgame on the flagship for the Bill Michaels Network in Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. For years, it was AM 1250. It still is there in Milwaukee. But over the weekend, a lot of angst toward manager Craig Counsell. And we have to get to that because the bullpen management and decision-making was brought into question certainly in the last 3, 4, 5, 6 days. Is that fair to say? I think that's fair to say.
Some of you people have gone too far with this manager.
Joe drops a you people.
You people.
Wow. So we have to get to that. We also have to talk to Mike Clemens. Training camp continues today at, 12:15, I think it resumes. And Mike McCarthy is going to speak. We're hoping to get that on by the end of the show today, too. And we will chat with, from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Craig Kishon. He will join us, talk some Brewers baseball. And Craig's been doing a nice job filling in for BA. And I do miss our broadcasters, however, as a Brewer fan first and then a broadcaster. I do miss our guys. I miss Bob Uecker. Don't you? And nothing against, I think Levering is awesome. I do. And Lane Grindle is coming on. He really is. But I do miss Bob Uecker. I do miss Brian Anderson. It's lucky the depth department in the Brewers broadcast area is pretty solid. It really is. Between Matt LePay and Craig Kishon and et cetera. So we will talk with Craig Kishon coming up in about an hour or so. And so stick around for that. Now, I always start out the Bill Michaels Show with news and notes of the sports world over the weekend. Just grab a nice cup of coffee or a beverage and kick back and enjoy a few things that you may have missed over the weekend.
I literally have a cup of coffee right here, so I'm ready to go.
Okay.
This will be nice.
Brewers situation, as we speak right now, heading into this week, six-game homestand, and it will fire up with three games against the Reds tonight at Miller Park.
Need to take two out of three.
Three and a half back, 36 games left. Three and a half back, 36 games left. 12 games over 500. And there's a hot streak in them. I don't know when. I don't know for how long. I do know with a 36-game window, there's a hot streak in a baseball team. And that goes for the 2018 Brewers as well. Cubs over the weekend, a team the Brewers are chasing down. Again, just three and a half back. They score a grand total of four runs in a four-game set against the Pittsburgh Pirates and split that series. They are the luckiest team in the live ball era. You know that? The Chicago Cubs. You talk about lucky. They're lucky. It's just constant luck with that team. They score exactly one run in four consecutive games, all on solo home runs. Is that the? I think I read that's the first time that has occurred. So three and a half behind the Cubs. The Cardinals nipped the Brewers just for a second there on Saturday night. And jumped over the Brewers. Now the Cardinals a half game behind the Brewers, sitting at four games back. So there's your Brewers situation. They just finished up a 3-5 road trip, losing 2 of 3 in Atlanta, splitting a two-game set in Chicago, losing 2 of 3 against the St. Louis Cardinals. And you could say things might get easier here just for a little bit. So they've got to come through here. I mean, it's Homer Bailey tonight.
Yeah.
1-10, I don't understand, and again, at the risk of jinxing things, there is no chance that he should be in anybody's rotation. 1-10 with, what's his ERA? Close to 7? Something stupid? It's horrible. Author of 2 no-hitters, however.
A 6.33 ERA.
6.33. And a 1-10 mark, is that right? I believe so.
A 1-10 mark in 16 starts this season for the Reds.
Wow.
The Brewers have no excuses tonight. You should be teeing off on Homer Bailey.
What is wrong with the Brewers' offense? We may try and figure that out a little bit later on during the show today. Also, Ryan Braun's jersey number 8. Could it be retired for the Brewers organization? We'll get into that. Because statistical information says that you probably have to take a look at it. There's another situation with Bronny, as we all know, that you have to take a look at that as well. This coming Friday night, it's a Friday night game, right? Raiders?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So out west.
Preseason game number 3 for the Pack, and it's now down to 20 days before the championship season starts for the Packers. 3 weeks from yesterday. I did notice a lot of quarterbacks playing football in the preseason this year. I think it's much more so this year than in years past. And look at Tom Brady, played the whole half. In week one, you had guys like Patrick Mahomes and Mariota and Kirk Cousins and Garoppolo and Ryan Tannehill. All these guys, week one were playing football, let alone week two. And you guys all dissected the Packers' second game, the win over the Steelers. So we won't get too much into that game per se. But does Aaron Rodgers play in game 3? I say yes, he should. A lot of chemistry that's got to be built up with some additions as well as young players.
But they're going to be running on dirt because there's a baseball diamond right in the middle of the field.
Rough terrain. Rough terrain, but still chemistry. I still would get him in there for a couple of series. I mean, that's what I would do. But we do play football here. And it's interesting because I've been reading a lot about this. Aaron Rodgers is too valuable to the Packers to risk that injury. I think it's relative to the team, isn't it? Couldn't you say the same thing? And again, I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers or Jimmy Garoppolo is as good as Aaron Rodgers. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, relative to his own team, isn't he as valuable?
They paid him a lot of money.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But yet he plays football. I'm just throwing it out there. I think there's some chemistry issues, as noted by Aaron Rodgers, with the piss poor comments.
Well, and Timmy, that's why last year when we had this same conversation, I disagreed with you because I was very scared about Rodgers trying to protect the investment. But this year, with many more unknowns, with many more guys that he has to find chemistry with, I think him and Jimmy Graham will be fine. But some of these younger receivers, I think it is important that he finds something through a couple of these guys in these preseason games.
I agree.
Because the first month of the season, three of your first four games are at home, and it's important you get off to a really hot start. You cannot come out of the gates playing like crap. You cannot go 2-2 in the first month.
Yeah, I don't see it. But, again, you're right, though, and I agree that chemistry, he confirmed that there are some issues.
Right.
This is coming from Aaron Rodgers. So what a better way than to get in there and get some game action. But anyway, that's maybe for another conversation. Over the weekend, I don't know if you noticed this, and again, I'm not going to celebrate injuries for another team, but Yu Darvish for the Chicago Cubs had a little issue over the weekend in a rehab start. He did pitch an inning, and then through six pitches of warming up for his second inning of work was noticeably hurting. Something with the arm, shoulder, elbow, something was going on. Lasted just one inning in that rehab start. Triceps and elbow issues. He was seen wincing, warming up for a second inning of work. So, you know, is that a little bit of a bonus for the Brewers? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Brewers have had their fair share and way more than a fair share of injuries this year. So, not like I'm going to cry a river that other teams have challenges, for sure. NASCAR over the weekend, there was a Bristol race. Kurt Busch wins. Kyle Busch in a whole lot of trouble with Truex Jr. He tapped him. They're running. That's Bristol, though. And a 15-car pileup in there. Kyle Busch, yeah, not... he was getting trolled all day long or all night long on social media.
Ooh, I think I'm going to have a really good week in NASCAR, my fantasy NASCAR league.
So I was going to ask you, I take a peek once in a while at the league that we had shared for quite a few years there. I took the year off, just took the year off. And then I'll go back at it next year. But you're hanging in there.
I'm okay.
You're all right. You got to start making a push here. There's, I believe, three races left until the final 10.
Yeah.
NASCAR, by the way, Casey Kane announced his retirement also. Why are these guys going so young? You ought to get someone on from get to the bottom of this NASCAR thing. Because Carl Edwards and Junior and obviously Gordon's been gone for a while.
Right.
I just wonder about that sport.
I didn't know Casey Kane was leaving.
Yeah, he's gonna go, I think, part time. And that's how it all begins. It's always
Kenseth. Kenseth too.
Kenseth as well. Big right. name. Big names are dropping out of that sport. You know, their commissioner just got it, arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
So there's some issues there. A lot of cars can't find sponsorships. All right. News and notes continue here on the Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill today. Fantasy Watch. The Washington Redskins, after their rookie running back is out for the year. I believe his last name is Geis. They're taking a look at Orleans Darkwa. Just keep in the back of your mind, your drafts are coming up. Orleans Darkwa, Jamal Charles, and now Adrian Peterson gets a little look-see by the Washington Redskins. Nick Perry, activated off the PUP list. We'll get more details with Mike Clemens a little bit later on during the show, but that's good news as he's going to get – I doubt he'll play this week. Is that what we're hearing? I don't know if you're hearing that. We'll get to the bottom of that with Clemens. I don't think he would play this week, maybe the final week, but we'll see. We'll get more. We'll continue. There's some things that you didn't catch over the weekend, including those poor New York Yankees. I'll explain that coming up next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs. And don't forget, on Sunday, August 26th, the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation hosting the inaugural Star Children's Fund Punt Pass Kick Competition presented by Cousin Subs. And by playing at the events in Milwaukee, Madison, and the Fox Valley, kids are going to be helping raise funds for the pediatric cancer care and research. So you can register now. It's open to boys and girls, 6 to 13 years old, the top performers and fundraisers in each age category. They're going to have the opportunity to win autographed items, Cousin Subs gift cards, and other great prizes. Register today at LombardiFoundation.org/PuntPassKick. That's LombardiFoundation.org/PuntPassKick.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. It's the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Thanks for listening. It's a Monday, man. It's a great time, though, in sports. When you think about it, the Brewers in the heat of a serious pennant race. Although, to some Brewers fans, that may be debatable. Packers heading into game number 3. Bucks on the horizon. It's a good time. Kids are going back to school. You got 3 headaches headed back to school, don't you? We'll continue with our news and notes, and again, we'll get to the Yankees in just a second here. Players' Weekend is this weekend in Major League Baseball. They started this last year or the year before, where the players put their nicknames on the jerseys. I like that. It's fun. It's cool. I don't know if it's in an effort to sell them, but I doubt it. But it's kind of cool. That'll be this week on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. All right, now some not-so-good news for the Badgers football program. Wide receiver Quentin Cephas. Joe, you've got the statement put out by Cephas, and it seems to be a messy situation. And that's just, he took a leave of absence, I think, to anticipate staying ahead of some potential charges that may be headed in his direction. I think it's the right move. I think you stay proactive with this. You get out in front of it, and you go from there. But he put out that statement.
Yeah, he says, late yesterday afternoon, my lawyers informed me that the Dane County District Attorney's Office intends on issuing unspecified charges against me for an incident that occurred in April of this year. I've been wrongfully accused of unlawful conduct, and I'm innocent of any allegations associated with this consensual relationship. Coincidentally, as the football season approaches, the 3+ month investigation is now leading into unwarranted charges. I am now forced to take a leave of absence from the team in order to focus all of my attention on clearing my name. My football family has been supportive to me, and I have too much respect for Coach Christ, his staff, and my teammates to become a distraction in what I know will be an outstanding year for the Badgers. Cephas goes on to say, I realize that I don't have the relationships and political pull that others may have here at the university or with the Dane County District Attorney's Office, but I am going to fight to clear my name of these allegations as an academic All-Big Ten selection and an honorable mention All-Big Ten receiver. I look forward to resuming both my academic and athletic careers in the near future. Finally, I will not be defined by these allegations or this episode. I have great hope in my future and know that my Lord and Savior uses all situations for his good, Quintez Cephas.
It's too bad. It really is. It's too bad for just him personally, the Badgers program, whatever's going on. We don't know what's happening. But I like the fact that there is something that he wants to stay ahead of, and we'll see what happens. Not a lot of details out on this, of course, but we'll keep you posted, I'm sure, Bill, and you, Joe, will keep everybody posted on what's happening right there. Speaking of college sports, colleges now want a cut of the pie in sports wagering. I agree. The pros want it. If you're going to legalize sports wagering on these teams, then they should get a cut of the pie. It's their product, right? Everyone's making money on their product. Then split the pie up. Come on, man. There's enough money thrown around gambling. However, if the sports wagering facility can show that they have lost money in a month, I don't think they get their cut. it shouldn't be a cut on the handle. It should be a cut on the profit. Think about that. No one's brought that up yet. They just want a cut of the pie. You bet $10. It looks to be all the when you split up the pie with sports wagering, it appears to me, and everything I've read by it, that it's about 20% the facility will not make on any wager. It's about 20%. If you tack on all the incidentals and all the costs and payouts and the whole deal, 20%. However, what if the wagering establishment can show you that we got our tails whooped this month? Okay, then they don't get a piece of the pie that you didn't make. You didn't bake the pie. You don't get the... So maybe that's coming. But just so you know, integrity fees are involved here. For educational purposes, don't be swayed by swindlers that are going to have you shave points and throw a game, etc. I understand it. I'm fully for it. I'm all for it. But if you don't make money on a given month, and I don't even know if that has happened, but if you don't make money, there's not money to go around. Four Japanese basketball players were kicked off their Asian Games team. This was in Indonesia. They spent the night in the hotel with women. The four players hooked up with the women after eating and drinking in an entertainment district. They were kicked off the team and had to pay for their own flights home. Whoops. Sounds like one hell of a night, though. WNBA regular season is over. The playoffs start for those that follow this. Phoenix against Dallas, Seattle, Atlanta, Washington, Connecticut, LA, Minnesota. They're all in for those that follow it. High school football's 2018 season kicked off over the weekend. Go whoever you're rooting for, whoever that might be. Worth mentioning category, Super Slam. Was it Super Summer Slam? Last night. You get into this? This wrestling stuff?
No.
My man, Cactus Jack. No, I don't even think he was involved. Roman Reigns, Universal Champion now. This is all just foreign to me. I don't know.
I don't know anything about it. No, same.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey apparently won, too. So there's.
I know highlight. Who she is.
Golf, Brant Snedeker wins at Wyndham.
Shot of 59.
Yeah, I know a little bit more about golf than wrestling. Not much, though. Little League Classic, the second year they're doing this for the Little League World Series, Mets over the Phillies. Bowman Field, which holds only 2,500 seats. It's the home of the Phillies Class A minor league affiliate, and that's pretty cool. 2,500 for the Little League World Series kids. By the way, the Pirates and Cubs are scheduled to play next year's Little League Classic. Okay, here's some Yankee news. You think the Brewers are in a tough spot here, right? Let's just take a look at the Yankees. And I know that it's the evil empire. The New York Yankees here in 2018 are 32 games over 500. 32! Think about it. The Brewers are 12. We were like, woo, 12 games. They were 18 over, so they're regressing a little bit. But 12 games over is still a pretty good baseball team. Yankees, 32, 78, and 46. You know what that's good for? They're 9.5 games out in the East. 32 games over 500. 9.5 back. Coming to get you. It's the evil empire over there. You know why, right? Because the Red Sox are 88 and 37. 51 games over 500.
That's just unreal, man. That is unreal.
How do you even manage that? I don't know. But I do feel a little bad for the Yankees. I will say that. 32 games over 500. They're almost double digits back.
I never feel bad for the Yankees, ever. I'm surprised you would even say that to me.
I do. I just do. Ever since the Brewers went to the American League, or to the National League from the American League, I don't mind the Yanks.
Right, you don't have to deal with them.
Exactly.
Every third year you have to deal with them.
It's just such heritage. I like that part of it. They've always been around, and they got a lot of money to deal with and work with, but 32 over 500, almost 10 games out of first. Those that hate the Yankees are saying, good. Good for them. Hey, DeShone Kizer is a Green Bay Packers quarterback, or is he? We need to talk about that up next here. It's Tim Allen. Radio Joe is here. It's a Monday edition of the Bill Michaels Show.
Station strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the New Mail Medical Center. Cabin fever, it is real. It's finally getting warm. You want to get outside, you want to move around because maybe the indoor sports aren't good. That's okay. They can help you out. A 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. Or if you're going to head out, you're looking for more mental energy, better mood, mental clarity. They can help you out. Low T treatments. They do that as well. Yeah, help me out myself. That's right. Plus, T-shirt weather. It's here. You don't want to look like you're smuggling a half barrel under your shirt. Come on. 414-455-4451. The All-in-One Weight Loss Program. Yes, it works. Just call them. 414-455-4451. That's our friends over at the New Mail Medical Center.
Welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Show, a Monday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Just walking our way through Monday in the world of sports, among other things. There's a fight on a golf course in Massachusetts that you're not going to believe what happened. There was also a championship competition in the Milwaukee area. In the world of sports, I think. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Game 3 preseason, Packers and Raiders go at it Friday night. And over the weekend, I had an opportunity to do a bunch of reading. And in what I've been listening to on Bill's show here, among other things, DeShone Kizer, Brett Hundley. Is that a quarterback competition? Is it really, truly a quarterback competition? No knock on the other guy, but I don't believe it's a competition whatsoever. Is it? Does Brett Hundley actually have a chance to be the backup quarterback for this football team? I seriously doubt it. This is me, though. You traded for DeShone Kizer, right? Did I get this right, that you traded Demaryius Randall for DeShone Kizer? So that being said, either Demaryius Randall, you wanted him out of town in a big-time hurry, and you didn't care what you got back, or DeShone Kizer is your backup quarterback. Which one is it? You're going to trust Brett Hundley again? Let's say Aaron Rodgers gets dinged up just for a couple of games this time. We really need a win. You know, two games. Let's throw the example out there. Two games. He's down for two. And you really need a win. You're going to trust Brett Hundley? No matter how he looked, and you could say all day long, hey, it looked pretty good in preseason. Well, so did Tim Boyle. I don't know if it's a showcase to move Brett Hundley. Is that possible? Who wants Brett? Raise your hand if you want Brett Hundley as your backup quarterback this year. 855-830-8648. I don't know where the competition is coming from. Maybe it's a better question for Mike Clemens, but where's the competition? We've been there and done that. You're going to tell me that Brett Hundley's game stepped up so much in the span of 7 months to the point where now you would trust him behind Aaron Rodgers? Not a chance. No way. He's had 3 years. Let me double check. Joe, you might know. How many years has he been a Packer, Hundley?
I believe this is his fourth season
fourth
now.
Fourth season. Okay. He's had 3 years with McCarthy here. And you saw what he did last year. There were some variables involved in that, but for the most part, you did not like the way Brett Hundley played, right? Does anyone like the way he played last year, all told, collectively?
No.
No.
That was not enough to back up Aaron Rodgers and save the season.
So you traded away a decent DB in Demarius Randle. And I think that might be an understatement, decent. I think he's, first, this is just me, I think he's potentially a really good DB in the NFL. That being said, you get, and I love the move. If they felt they had depth in the secondary, I love the move because Kaiser, correct me if I'm wrong, is the number one draft pick, right? He's a first rounder.
No, Kaiser was later.
Was he later?
I think he was a second or third rounder.
Okay.
Second rounder.
Okay. Out of Notre Dame?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Decent quarterback. The very least. At the very least, better than Hundley. Or is he? Maybe I'm confused here.
Well, keep in mind here, and maybe this will give you a little clarity on the Demarius Randle and that whole situation. When they made that trade, this was before the draft, and we were at a point as Packer fans where we were looking at the secondary and saying, geez, they've got no one, and now you just traded Demarius Randle. That corner position was depleted, and really all you had was Demarius Randle, and then you trade him away.
That's what I'm saying. If you're just going to move him out, either you wanted him out in a hurry and you didn't care, maybe there was an off-the-field issue with him. Didn't he get benched the one game? Got told to go to the locker room? I think it was the Bear game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So there were some issues there. Maybe there was an attitude thing. But you moved him out, a talented dude, for Kaiser. And I no knock on Hundley, man. I really respect a guy that plays in the NFL. I really do. There's some talent there. Some. Relative to his peers? No. So, relative to you and I? For sure.
Right.
He'd kick our ass. But relative to Kaiser, how can you move a corner like that? For Kaiser, if you didn't believe it was a slam dunk that he was better than Hundley. Is there a quarterback competition for the backup position? A lot of people think there is. I don't. I think it's already done. Are they going to hold three quarterbacks?
I think they will.
Okay.
I think they have to this year.
So he's the third stringer then? Hundley would be the third stringer?
Hundley should be the third stringer. Kaiser should be the second stringer. Kaiser still has a little bit more upside because he's younger than Brett Hundley. And based on Brett Hundley and this whole development crap, I mean, he was good in the preseason, what was it, last year or 2 years ago when he got actual time and he wasn't hurt. And he looked good, and it didn't translate. Now, he looks good here in the first couple of games.
So does Kaiser. I don't think Kaiser looks that bad.
No, in fact, they kind of look the same. They're playing the same. They're making smart decisions, and they're doing a good job getting out of the pocket when there's trouble. And they're making good throws down the field. But I think, I agree with you. You traded for Kaiser. Kaiser should be the guy. He should be the backup to Aaron Rodgers.
Would someone want Brett Hundley in a trade? They might. Look at the situation the Buffalo Bills are in. There's a team that I would call today. I would be on the phone with them today. A.J. McCarron busted collarbone over the weekend. Their next two guys, Josh Allen, the rookie, and Nathan Peterman. Yeah, you remember how his NFL debut went?
Oh, Elaine.
I think like 5 for 6 with 5 picks.
That was the yum yum.
I think something like that. So there's a team I would call immediately. Hey, you want Brett Hundley? You got some NFL experience? He played what? How many games last year? 7, 8 games? Whatever it was. You put together a highlight package reel, an audition video, and you send it to the Bills. Here's what you get. But you don't get all the times that he was looking at his toes and the play is in action. Hey, Brett. Look that way. Go look downfield, okay, buddy? You're always looking at the ground. What are you looking at the ground for? Anyway, We'll take a break here. If you want to join the conversation, 855-830-8648. As I don't believe there's a backup quarterback competition here for the Packers 2018 team, but you might have a little different opinion. We've been round and round, and I've gone at it with a couple of people last year on this Brett Hundley thing. I thought the mistake wasn't putting Hundley in there. The mistake was not drafting a viable or picking up a viable backup quarterback just in case Aaron Rodgers went down. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. I want to remind you that our motorcycle ride coming up to benefit the Fisher House of Wisconsin is Sunday, September 2nd. For all the information and to get pre-registered, please go to BillMichaelsSports.com and click on the events page. That's BillMichaelsSports.com and click on the events page. It's brought to you by Bud Light, Concordia University and the Veterans Affairs Department, and the Wisconsin Brewers Guild. Download the Wisconsin Tap Chaser app.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green and Gold Training Camp Update, presented by Robert Hack Diamonds. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers are headed to Oakland to face the Raiders on Friday night. On defense, two rookies stood out against the Steelers. One is cornerback Josh Jackson, who had a pick six. The other, inside linebacker Oren Burks, who's got speed, size, and an ability to move from sideline to sideline. Now, on the bench during the game, you'll see Burks go right to the iPad to watch video to figure out what the opponent's offense is up to.
Yeah, I feel like if you get complacent with your play, then that's when bad things start to happen. So you're always trying to fix the little things that could have gone a little bit better. I could have played this a little bit better. I could have played that a little better. And like when you start perfecting your craft in that sense, I feel like that's when you're getting towards like being a greater player.
Veteran outside linebacker Nick Perry has been taken off the PUP list. When did he find out?
Shortly at the practice.
Perry is still guarded about details regarding the off-season surgery he had on his ankle and says he still has a ways to go.
It's still a day-by-day situation. You know, it's a longer week this week. For me, just getting out there and just getting into the progressions and getting my footing back. Every day is a day for me to continue to get better and continue to work on my craft.
Would he like to play Friday night against the Raiders?
I would love to play Friday. That's not my call, though. Their field isn't as great either.
Perry's right. Oakland Coliseum is set for baseball. The Oakland A's dirt infield runs between the 40-yard lines at midfield.
So that might be another reason why they might say, hey, you know, just take it easy and wait until the next week.
So after months of rehab, I asked Perry what was it like when they told him he's cleared to play.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Like my dad says, it's an exquisite day.
From training camp in Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on The Bill Michaels Show.
Yeah, nobody does it better. Mike Clemens right there. We're going to have him on the show a little bit later on this afternoon. Let's get back to you guys. Got a couple of minutes here. Let's go to TJ. You're next on The Bill Michaels Show. Kizer, Hundley, is there really a quarterback battle for the backup?
I sure hope not. And I'd rather have Kizer back there 100% than Brett Hundley. We saw a big enough sample size last year. The guy is not good. He had 3 years. It's not like it was his rookie year and he came in and he played bad for 9 games. It's his third year in the league. 2 years to learn the system, and they had to dumb it down so much that he still had no idea what he was doing out there, and he was terrible. I don't even want him as a third quarterback because I think the temptation to put him in for Mike McCarthy is going to be way too high. And I don't know why everybody's hating on Tim Boyle just because he doesn't have the name recognition or what, right. But this dude doesn't look bad. You know, he looks just as good as the other two. He's got good mechanics and everything. I don't understand why everybody hates on this dude.
TJ,
I'd rather have him as a third quarterback.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the input. Let's get Scott in here. Scott, you're next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Yeah, I think many Packer fans have been as disappointed as me with regard to the backup quarterback situation. I think it's kind of obvious, you know, they should kind of move on. Mr. Hundley's a nice guy. He tries hard. But if I see him sail one more high, I think I'm going to shoot myself in the head. It's just not there at the moment. Maybe he'll do better if he gets traded, get a pick or something. I think there's still potential there. But
like I said, I'd call the Bills, man. Thanks for the call, Scott. I'd call the Bills. Here's why the backup quarterback, when a team is poised to win a championship, which I think the Packers are. And I think there's other teams that are also. If you don't have a viable backup, then your Super Bowl chances go from very good to gone. If you have a viable backup, they go from very good to, if things go right, maybe we can still win one here. Do you want that or do you want gone? And last year they were gone. As soon as Rodgers went down, as it turned out, we all knew. I don't want to have a show that just hammers on Brett Hundley. Again, but this is big boy football here. I'd be surprised, honestly, this final thought on this, I'd be surprised if he's on this football team by the time they kick off in 20 days. I'd be surprised. All right, let's switch gears here. Craig Kishon from Fox Sports Wisconsin called the Cardinal series over the weekend. We'll chat some Brewers baseball. And after that, is there trouble in River City, according to some Brewers fans, for the 2018 championship season here? We'll talk more after the break. Wisconsin, you're listening to the Bill Michaels Show.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.